Very good. Welcome all of our listeners to the Friday night talk at the Dhammaloka Buddhist Center in Nolamara. There's your good old friend Ajahn Brahm here. We're still allowed to give talks live stream, which is a wonderful thing. So you will find either myself or one of the monks from Bodhinyana Monastery, or I hope some of the bhikkhunis, it's part of their training to give talks from Dhammasara Monastery, and to come every Friday evening to give a talk. Whether there's anybody here, there's nobody here, we will still come, and also to take any questions you have after the talk is finished. So we do a meditation for half an hour, followed by the talk starting around 8 p.m. Perth time, and that will be followed by about 8:45 by some questions and answers which you can put in online. So even though you may not be able to come and listen personally, you can still listen online, so to still keep that connection. And announcements which President Dennis asked me to make today was, according to the nuns, the bhikkhunis, they are getting enough food for the time being, and but if anybody wishes to help, they can always put donations in to the Dhammasara nuns expense account to be used for any top up of foods, but so far so good. And of course for the monks monastery down at Bodhinyana, last week or two I've really been trying to, what they say, flatten the curve. But my curve has yet to be to be flattened, which means we're getting plenty of food there. So far, so good. And we're still keeping all of the regulations as we understand them from the government. And all the monks I know are all healthy and well. So, those, the same with Bodhinyana Monastery. Even though there's plenty of food, I just looked in our, well not me, but one of the Anagarikas looked in our donation box over the last week, and we managed to raise a total of $5.05. Or it could be $5.50 or something. So if anybody wishes to help out, they can always do the donations online as we give the talks online. And there's many ways of doing that. I'm sure you can find that out. But in the meantime, that's all the announcements needed to be made. So now we can do a nice, quiet 30 minutes guided meditation as we normally do. So if you'd like to find a nice, quiet position and comfortable position to sit meditation, and you can tell we're at Dhammaloka if you can hear the sound of the police sirens in the background. But don't worry, they're not coming to take me away. Just somebody else, somewhere else. So now you close your eyes. And as usually, as soon as your eyes are closed, you bring awareness onto your body, first of all. I've got to make sure that my body is comfortable enough to be able to meditate for the 30 minutes. And of course, you know, at monastery you meditate much longer than that. So it really is essential that the body is very, very comfortable. So having just generally looked at my body, I now look at it with even more care. And I start off with my legs. How are they right now? I can still move them, and I think I will, because one of the feet is just not comfortable. It's just caught against the wood of the little bench. So it's good to get the body comfortable first of all. The comfort of the body takes a lot of mindfulness. You're aware of the feelings in your body, really aware of them. You stay with them. And also care, so you can relax things. So I'm still being aware of the feelings in my body. And how do you get that awareness? I usually use a very simple process called asking a question. I ask my legs, how are you? Are you comfortable now? And my legs, the left one and the right one, both answer yes. I've got them in a good position now. So now I move up to my body, to my butt, my bottom. And I usually pause there simply because I've had too many meditations. I've had a pain in the bottom caused by not putting it in a good position to begin with. Even used to have the legs going asleep, the pins and needles sensation, but don't have that anymore. Realized it was all because my butt was not in a good position. I was cutting off some blood supply somewhere. So I check my butt and be really aware of it. You care for all of your body. My butt replies, it's comfortable. So I go up the body to my back, starting with the lower part of the back, giving it a nice stretch. And then moving up, making sure that all those muscles are in a good position. And if I find some tightness, some tension somewhere, I linger on that point. I zoom in on it, like on Google Maps or something, or Google Earth. Really focus in. As I focus in on that part of the body, I just give it some kindness, some warmth, some gentleness, as if with my mind I'm stroking it, like sometimes you can stroke a part of your body if it's wounded or rather hurting. I soothe in the lotion of loving kindness, healing, relaxing, even just the fact that I care for that tight, aching part of the body helps. And sometimes I linger for many minutes on an aching part of the body, but my back tonight is really good. So I move up to my shoulders and relax those. The last thing you want is like a pain in those shoulders, which will dominate the meditation and stop you getting deeper into peace. So relax, I just noticed my robe is a bit tight, so I'll loosen that. It's much better. When my shoulders are relaxed, I feel them relaxed. I go down my arms. Don't have any problems with my elbows or wrists. I go to my hands. Your hands are full of many nerve endings. It's a very sensitive part of your body. So I can feel my hands very easily. And I make sure they're comfortable. Just by asking my hands, do you need adjusting? Do you need to be moved this way or that way? And if they say they want to be adjusted, I adjust them straight away. I don't think or assume that I know better. I ask these parts of my body and I follow their advice. And it always seems to work. My body has more wisdom than my ideas and theories. Now go up, back up the arms, back up through the shoulders to the neck. Sometimes people, if they haven't been watching their posture, can have a sore neck. The muscles have been strained because the head is too far forward or too far back, too far to one side. So you relax the neck by doing a couple of exercises on your head, moving it left, right, back, forward, until you can get the optimum position for your head on top of your neck. And then if there's any irritations in the throat, allergies or whatever, you stay with those feelings. Give them kindness. Take away fear. Be in the moment. The body has a wonderful way of healing itself, if you could only let it do so, by giving it this wonderful sense of freedom, kindness, peace. And once my neck and throat are at peace, I move up to my head, and especially just the feelings around my eyes and my mouth, maybe your forehead as well. Forehead, are you comfortable? Muscles around my eyes, are you relaxed? My mouth, how do you feel? You develop awareness, just knowing how these muscles feel. Often you'll notice if you're angry, upset, afraid, expectant, those muscles get tight. So I learn how to relax all of those muscles, relaxing the muscles around my eyes, so they're really at ease. Relaxing the muscles around my mouth. It feels good. It's like nothing is pushed or burdened or stretched. There's no stretching. There's no stress. My face is at ease. When my face is at ease, the emotional world is also at ease. As you feel, so your face responds. As your face stops responding and becomes peaceful, so many of those emotions, fears, anxieties, disappear. Then I go to my whole body sitting here, just tying all the different parts together, this human body. I've relaxed all of it, part by part, and it feels good. I start to notice the delight of a relaxed body. And that's what I've become aware of, a delightful feeling. It's like you've been walking a long distance and now you can sit down. You've been working hard and now you can lay in a bed. You've been cold and now you can rug up. When a body is relaxed, it does feel delightful. And that's what I focus on. The feeling of ease. Muscle, bones, ligament, relaxation. Keeps you healthy. And you find that when you focus on delight, you can stay there for a long time. Your mind is satisfied, content, being with the body totally at ease. And you may notice, as you focus on the delight of a relaxed body, the relaxation goes deeper. This is part of the way of meditation. When you focus on positive delights of the mind, the peace goes deeper. All by itself. Sometimes I just feel like lingering on the delight of physical relaxation. But I know that it's deeper stuff. So I go to my mind now, to my peaceometer. I found this very useful because it focuses my mindfulness on a useful part. How peaceful am I? I don't just teach this, I practice this. I ask myself, how peaceful am I? Number 1 to 10. 10 is agitated. 1 is really peaceful. What's my number right now? What's the reading? I'm aware of my state of peacefulness. Just being aware of that gives me some, for want of a better word, control over it. I know what makes me unpeaceful. When I want something, when I try and think what I'm going to say next, when I force it, my peaceometer gives a high reading. When I let go, relax, go with the flow, be in the moment, not judging, this is good enough. I become more and more peaceful. I can feel it. The reading, the number goes down. What I'm doing is learning the cause of peace. Not wanting, just being happy to be here. And the reading on my peaceometer goes way down. And peace feels delightful. It's got another flavor, another type of delight. Very beautiful. When I focus on the delight, the happiness of a peaceful mind, the peace goes deeper. And I don't try to think about things. I don't give things names, except when I teach. I try to keep that silence. In the moment, there's no time to write a description. There's no time to think inside. In this moment, all there is now. And now is silent. Silent, present moment awareness. this occurs naturally to me. I become aware of my breathing. It's my breath coming into my body and then leaving. Never forcing, but just the natural rhythm of breathing, which keeps me alive. My breath is very clear, because slow down, become calm. You can feel more of it than usual. Because I'm calm, you don't need so much breath. The vehicle is not consuming much energy. Breathing in peace. Breathing in energy, life, health. Breathing out, let go. As you imagine beautiful qualities coming into your body and into your mind with every in-breath. And taking away any defilements, physical or emotional. Breathe it out and breathe in freedom, peace, energy, life. Until your breath also becomes delightful. I'm going to be quiet for 5 minutes. When I start speaking, you'll be very close to the end of the meditation. It's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How peaceful is your mind? How happy? How much delight and peace can you feel? And how relaxed is your body? Just being able to be relaxed, to be peaceful, really helps your health and your immunity. I will now ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Good. Excellent. So if you now like to get your bodies comfortable again, and then in a few moments I will start this evening's talk.